So, we are ready for the next talk. It's Nils Christensen telling us about Netbox. Go ahead, Nils.
Thank you. More specifically, it's the Ansible integration for Netbox. I'm working at a company called QuickPay. We are a payment service provider, but we used to be a hosting provider as well, until recently. And we are a pretty small team of system administrators. We used to be three, but now we are two people. So we kind of didn't want to have a lot of different systems for managing QuickPay and the hosting business, especially the hardware. It's in the same location, so it makes sense to use the same system. And we used to have this homemade configuration management called Pepsi, and it looks something like this. You have config files in the config directory, and that's not really something that's handled by Netbox, but we use Ansible for that part now. And then we have etc that specifies which devices we have, like switches, hosts, VLANs, and that's how that is. This is an example of one of the hosts. So you can see some different data that we have, the IP address, data center, packages. That was just to say that that is something that we have in Netbox now. If I go to devices, you can see it's both data center infrastructure management, so you have the physical hardware, but you also have IP addresses, so it's also IP address management. But we have these hosts and different devices, chassis C137 with some devices in. And if I go onto one of those, you can see here that we have a production platform and a cluster. That is to, in Ansible, you can specify variables for a cluster, for example. Usually we don't specify variables for a single host, because it's usually something that you would either have a setting for a cluster or for a data center or a region or something like that. You can specify those in a config context. So this is the hard drives and memory in this machine. And we can use all of these things in Ansible with the integration. There is this integration, but we had some problems with that. And I'm going to show you. Now we are in the Ansible inventory. And if you have some secret in all, that is passed first. So you might want to overwrite that secret for a specific cluster or platform or region. But in the way that this is structured, you would have the secret in all, and then it would be overwritten by the cluster. So it would be overwritten alphabetically. And that's not something that you want, because a cluster is a small subset of a host in a region or site. So you would want another structure, more like this. So what we did here was just put some numbers in front, and we did that by monkey patching the inventory with this mapping. So we just have these hard-coded numbers to get the right order, load order. And another problem that we had was that by default, I don't know why, but the guys that made this integration threw away the subnetting information. Do I still have... have that somewhere? Yeah, you can see here that there is actually subnetting information, but they just threw that away for some reason. So we had to patch that back in. This was just to show some variables that you can put into the config context, like such secret, and you can use that in Ansible. But yeah, if you want to learn more about the integration or get the patch that we applied to it, it's, I don't think it's good enough to upstream, so I just have it locally. You can just talk to me after this. And that's it.
Yep. Thank you.